We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Bud Nation!
Let's go, baby. What a day.
We are on an all-time heater.
They wondered, how can they match it? How can they top yesterday? How can they even get in the same ballpark? And to be honest, I wondered it as well.
Yep, same.
And then Shedeur Sanders showed up on Radio Row and said, oh, I'm coming to talk to you guys for sure. Yeah. This one was for the books. I'll just say, I mentioned this a little bit at the end of the interview with Shedeur. That's not normal for anyone.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just like, I'm so happy that happened for us. Like, I just don't see that around here of someone being like, I will absolutely make time for like the local outlet or whatever. So guys are doing it. I'm not saying that, but the way that he made a point to that and literally like told the people who were booking his show, no, I definitely have to go over there, was unbelievable.
Shedeur's a real one in many ways, many more ways than one, I should say.
You have a presenting
video. Yeah, we're presented by Factor Meal Kits. We're live from Super Bowl Radio Row, final day, insane week. Head on over to FactorMealKits.com. Use that promo code DNVRBuffs50 for 50% off of your order. Shout out Factor. Yeah, man, this is coming into Super Bowl. You know, Pac-12 Media Day was the benchmark for me.
Yes, it was.
And now back-to-back days, I feel like we've at least met that bar, if not cleared it. Probably cleared it.
Because even back then, you know, we were still just getting to know Shedeur.
Right.
And obviously Travis as well. Having Travis on was amazing. Coach Kelly, too. Like, it was still, like, very early. Now it's at a different level. And obviously same thing with Coach Prime, yesterday. So this was everything we dreamed it could be, you know. I talked about it a little bit yesterday, but, like, when I pitched the idea of the Buff Show coming to Super Bowl Radio Row, a lot of people were like squinting their eyes at me, like, mm-hmm. What do you mean? This is what I meant. Yeah. And that was like, to me, like day one, talking to Mike Pritchard and Solomon Wilcotts was like, this is kind of what I meant. And there's also this like pie in the sky that maybe we potentially get Coach Prime and maybe Shedeur is here. And like, we didn't even think Jordan Seaton might be here. So, you know, it was the goal, but not even like what was required. It was just like, I just know there's going to be a lot of people around there that are going to want to talk about the Buffs, and it'll be cool to have those voices. This was what ended up happening was beyond even my wildest dreams.
Definitely. Coach Prime and Colorado have definitely taken over the Super Bowl for the second year in a row. We had the NFL honors last night. Coach Prime was up there. They were all doing the red carpet thing. Shedeur's birthday was this week. Shiloh's birthday is today, man. I mean, it's all Colorado right now.
It really is. And Jake, I have not seen a single other player in college. I could be wrong. I might have missed them. Just a college football player here.
Mm-hmm.
There's a player who hasn't even played a snap in college football.
I know.
Representing Colorado that's being followed around and asked for interviews by everyone here. It's kind of crazy. Like, I'm sure there was, I don't know, maybe another player who has eligibility left in college who was here, but I didn't see it. And it's certainly wasn't at the level of every single person here wanting to talk to him.
Yeah, they don't have a crowd following them everywhere they go.
Yeah.
Even Jordan Seaton, like you said, like for someone who, obviously we've talked about him a lot, we know about him a ton because it's Colorado, but he has this certain, we've talked about it many times, he's different than most offensive tackles. He's got a certain like gravity around him too, like a lot of these other guys have.
Absolutely. And just watching him walk around, it's I don't think it's normal for as many people to just like recognize him, go up to him, dap him up, say hi. Mm-hmm. For a player who hasn't even, like I said, played a snap of college football yet.
Right, right.
Very rare. And also very, very cool. All right.
Let's get to it.
Should we get to it?
We're ready.
We're ready,
Shador,
to play our sit down with Shador Sanders. Buckle up.
Legendary.
Damn, bro. Three?
Three falls?
Come on.
Shit.
Nah. I just got too much. I'm just a kid, bro. That's it. You got to think, like, I've been trying to change
my old phone number, but I got my accounts and stuff connected to it. So it's just I'm bad. I'm logged out my email. I got to make a new email. Like, I'm just being a kid right now.
All
right. I just got a lot of childish things.
Break it down for me. What's for what?
No, this really, and my dad always tell me I'm tripping, though. He'd be very honest with me. He'd say, bro, you're doing too much. But personally, this one's just for, like, focus. You know, when they get football mode, you got to think everybody going to call you. Everybody going to text you. I need tickets. I need this. I need that. And I ain't got that. I ain't got that for him. I got to focus on what I got to do. So that's it. This, all my accounts connected to it. So there's no way of getting rid of this.
Okay.
This one, some accounts connected to it. And like a lot of players from back, even in Jackson and stuff, and they have my numbers. So it's just, I don't ever want to be that guy, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's really it. But then I don't really pack Chargers. But this camera don't work on this phone. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you got reasons.
I just got a lot of childish things going on. I don't be remembering passwords. So
wait, before you put them away, so one is you in the uni in the background.
Yeah.
All right. What's the other one?
That's Benji there.
That's Ben Franklin.
Yeah.
And the third one?
There's a picture of me, but somebody told me I'm childish for that, so I got to change it. Yeah, she told me I'm childish.
All right, there
Don't
we go.
Don't ask who she.
I won't. I heard a scoop that the outfit you're wearing used to belong to Primetime.
Yeah, this pop stuff, man. It's pop stuff. This like vintage, like back in the day. Like I don't even know if he wore it or not at the end of the day. But I'm like, you know what? Let me just, because I'm more into like, I'm not into like really tight clothes and stuff like that. Like I'm more into like oversized and chill fits. So I was like, let me just go in there real quick. He built the storage on his property, so I went in there. I'm like, nah, you got gems in here. I know in stores what these would go for. So these go for about $7,000 in the store. So I get it for free? All I got to do is work hard? Oh, yeah, I got it. Yeah, I got to do it.
I love it.
Oh, we got to tell you happy birthday, though, man.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. It's Shiloh's birthday today, so
yeah.
We got to celebrate. But, yeah, appreciate it. We are Gatorade. The Gatorade ID experience. Just a custom bottle. This just happened within 5 minutes today.
Damn.
New custom bottle?
You see what's on the top.
Hey, DT2. DT2.
There you go.
I love it. Gatorade came in clutch for me this morning, man. I needed a Gatorade real bad when I woke up.
Yeah, real bad. Like the city girls say.
What's it been like bonding with, tons of new offensive linemen? But it seems like you guys are a lot tighter this week.
Yeah, nothing's forced. You know, everything's fun. Everybody will give their lives for each other. So it's just real fun. Like, we be playing roulette at the table. Like, had a lady pick the card. Whose card is it? They're going to pick. So it's like, them type of stuff is just fun. Like, it's just different things that it's just like, it's just surreal moments to you that you just got to enjoy those relationships. And knowing that those relationships, you really only got like a year to be around them, like, so that's pros and cons to it. But we've been having so much fun lately. Jordan's out here, he having fun. Justin, I just talked to Justin a second ago. Khalil, I talked to him. Just a lot of guys. I talked to Yukari, Savion. Who else I talked to?
TV.
TV. Like, but a lot of the people I forget, they be cuddled up and stuff like that. They girls. So it's just like, they be cuddled up. Tyler be cuddled up. Autumn. What's Tyler? I can't say. But Autumn, man. So it just be different. I just don't be having it in the front of my head because they always be so emotionally unavailable at the time.
That's amazing.
But you not disturb mode be on.
We tried asking Tyler about that. He got real embarrassed real quick when we asked him.
If he could, he would have been red in the face because his brother texted Jake while he was on and said, hey, ask him about his love life.
What's Tyler?
Tyler Brown.
Oh, you talking about if he could. Tyler Dark. Yeah, that's funny. But yeah, nah, Tyler, he they all crazy though. Both the Tyler's crazy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Pastor.
I was just saying, how you feeling, man? How's your body?
Yeah.
Good. I'm feeling good. I'll be like fully 100%. By the end of this month, I feel like just doing the right things possible. But I feel way better than I felt in the month of December.
I bet.
So all I was doing in the month of December is just healing. Like, it's different processes you got to do with different things. You can't just go back and just be work. Like, that's the thing. Some people work, like, just hard for no reason. And it's not even – you got to have intent while you're doing something. You know, you can work hard, but have intent when what you're working. Man, you know, that's just the point I am in my life.
You've been hard for you not to be on the slopes out there snowboarding this summer or this
winter? What? I over there, I see Shiloh out there doing it every weekend. I'm like, oh, man, I wish I could go snowboarding. But if my ankle turned the wrong way one time, it's over with. Mm-hmm. So it's just a love-hate thing. Like, I know I can't do it. But I'm happy I'm going through that now because I know how Prime feels out there when he got to watch us playing sometime. He like, man, I wish I could get out of that corner and take away this shallow route they keep on catching. it's cool that I'm experiencing it, though.
You might have to put away snowboarding for, like, the next 15 years.
Yeah. Just because I got hit.
Yeah,
just because I got hit at a young age on the field. Let me clarify something. Yeah.
What's it been like working with Pat Shurmur over the last few months, man?
Fun. It's been real chill. Like, he's really, we go out and eat. Like, you know, it's just real cool, real bond and really caring about the person. That's the biggest thing with it all, about relationships. Understanding that, you know, I'll go to the first extent for him. He'll do the same for me. And really just having that type of relationship changes everything.
It's all about trust, right? It feels like you trust him.
This is the thing. I trust people until they show me they can't be trusted. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, even with them, when they was, you know, doing all the, like, I trust y'all at the end of the day to where, you know, y'all ain't never do nothing foul to me. Everything I told y'all, y'all kept it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To yourself. So it's like, I never just discount somebody unless they show who they are, and that's not them.
For sure. When's the album dropping?
Nah, I've been talking about it, but I really got to shoot a video the perfect time, man. That's why I just can't drop it. I got to shoot a video to it because it's not going to hit the same if it's just a song. So then you got to think, you got to do it, like, it's inspirational purposes, just being out there. Like, that's the thing. Like, you don't know how it feels being just being somewhere else, not being able to feel the snow, to even smell the snow, like, to be able to even live that reality, like, in a whole different place, and the situation's not as good and all that stuff. So you got to have a real inspirational visual to come out with it.
The studio, like, your place just to get away from everything, clear your mind.
I'm not going to say none of that.
No?
You're talking, like, nah, that's not, it's just fun. Like, you got to understand, you got to understand the headspace you was in 5 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just different things that you just have fun, because sometimes I do all this at home, though. It's not like I'm really going. But sometimes I'll be recording, and I'm like, bro, this all mid. I just can't think of nothing right now. I just can't think of nothing right now. So it's like, you know, you're going to have good days, bad days. And even coming out here and stuff, like, it's different things you could talk about, like, you know, within yourself. So that's the thing. Like, it's really just to understand what point that you're at in your life. And 5 years from now, you'll be able to listen to the same thing and be like, that's crazy, I was doing that.
Yeah.
All right, I got to ask you this because Neely's been pushing back on it. I've been trying to make it happen, so I just got to see where you feel on it. Dime Time, the nickname.
It's all right.
All right.
And the only reason why I say that is because it's just a lot of people had that thing. Like, even remember when we played Oregon, they said, like, bowl time and stuff. Like, that stuff all cool, but it was, like, prime time where it came from. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it was, like, that was him. Like, all of us, we all stay in our own lanes. Like, with Bucky and his videos and stuff like that, like, that's his lane. You get what I'm saying? My niche and my stuff isn't going to be the same as Bucky's stuff.
Yeah.
What my dad did isn't going to be the same as, you know what I'm saying, what we did. So we all have our own, like, niche and different way for everything. So it just, we just all just got to, you know, just have it ourselves and not really just be trying to, you know, steal anybody else's stuff. But the only reason it's just weird with Dime Time, because, like, what does Dime mean?
A perfect throw.
Yeah, but it's more than a perfect throw, though. It, like, it's a beauty. It's a work of art.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So it's more than just a dime. You get what I'm saying? It's more than that.
All right.
It's worth more than that when you – so it's just like like the money sign, too. For example, I'm number two.
Mm-hmm.
The money sign, like, you know, then, like, anything squared is S times itself. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Shador Sanders, like, it all makes sense. It's like full circle thing.
All right.
You were very excited. Go ahead.
February 2.
Yep.
Born 2002. You know what I'm saying?
So when you're at roulette, it's just 2 every time.
I don't gamble. And when I do, Grand Theft Auto only on the game. Yeah, but nah, I don't be trying to be a part of none of that. Because I know you could lose yourself in that. And it's just like, bro, you done wasted this money and you could have helped somebody with that. So...
You were very excited about your new receivers last year.
Yeah.
You were really trying to get LeJounte in.
Mm-hmm.
Why'd you try to go after him so hard? You got him.
Because I could see what type of player he is. I could understand. You know, I could just understand him by the way he played. I don't even have to talk to him. I could understand by the way he played and how I see him, you know, on film. It's a lot of guys that's really good. You still got Marion Miller. Like, you got a lot of good receivers. So it's like, it's no excuse. You got a great receiver coach. They're going to do everything they need to do. We got great OC, Coach Shermer. He's going to do everything. Like, there's no reason for to not succeed. You got the linemen. You got the relationships. You got everything. That's the biggest thing, to really be out there and caring for each other and not really having no hate on the team. That's the biggest thing. So anytime somebody would even talk about bad about anybody, like, it's nah, we're not doing that. You get what I'm saying? So that's why it's fights. That's why it's different stuff happening. That's why some players that's not, you know, on the team anymore, because it's just like, bro, we can't how we gonna want to win together, but we hate on each other. That's the quickest way to not having success. And we had some of that borderline stuff last year. So everybody, and that's why we were successful in Jackson. Nobody had no, you know what I'm saying, negative thoughts towards each other. Everybody was just cool. It was just a cool vibe. But I'm starting to get that same feeling that we had there here.
When those guys come to you and they ask what, especially those wide receivers, what do you want from me? What are you telling them? What are you looking for from them to be able to kind of, you know, become it one of the favorite targets?
Just be yourself. Like, it's not a favor. It's not a favor. All you got to do is just run your route, be in the right spot, and be consistent. That's it. If you do that, you're going to get the ball. You get what I'm saying? There was a lot of times last year where we had choice routes and different stuff like that, to where it's just like, it messed up. I can't anticipate anything. I got to make sure you're doing it. You get what I'm saying? So
yeah,
now I'm a half a second holding it longer, even though sometimes I'm like, nah, they got back there fast. I'm like, eh. Like, I never blamed anything on the lineman, because it's just always something I could have done better. But the indecisiveness on knowing what they're going to do because of the – that just wasn't my style of play, I'll say.
Yeah.
That just wasn't my style of play. I like definite things. I like to be the one everything falls on at the end of the day. If it don't work, I'd rather it be, you know what I'm saying, my fault didn't work,
right,
or I made the wrong read, rather than them making the decisions, them doing it. I don't like all that.
Because you can look out there and say, all right, I know what I'm looking at, and I know what, you know, we got this dig coming in backside or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I got to be able to count on that, because I know I can buy enough time to get
it there. I don't need this to be a dig or a post. You get
what
I'm saying?
Yeah,
because
yeah.
It's going to – is he going to dig or is he posting? Am I tripping? Am I seeing it right? What type of ball is this going to be? Is this going to be a 2-ball? Am I going to put him on? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's too many variables of that type. I don't like having all them variables. I like, this is it. Y'all going to do this. And I see stuff in the way that I see it. Not nobody else the way I see it. So that's why I like Coach Shermer and stuff a lot, because he understands how I see it, because he dealt with a lot of different, like, you know, NFL caliber quarterbacks. Yeah. That everybody sees things different in the NFL. So we can relate a lot.
You just dropped some merch. What else you got going on right now, man?
We just dropped some merch, as it's too legendary. We're doing it. We're doing it big, especially for the spring game. That's when we're going to have it in person. We definitely got to have some for y'all to have, just, you know, on the show.
Yes, sir.
Because we always be watching.
He's already hooked up.
Yeah, I was rocking the black and gold when we talked to Prime yesterday.
Yeah, nah, it was y'all definitely. I always be seeing it. So, it's real good for it. It's real good for the city. Real good for the players to be able to come on here, you know, and express how they feel and be able to talk and know it's a safe space. Know y'all not gonna really try to paint the wrong picture or wordplay and do different things, you know, because that's why a lot of players be scared to even, you know, talk.
All right, man. Hey, I really appreciate you showing love. Not everyone's like that, man. Yeah, not everyone's like that. You saw us and you were like, I'm going to give you some time.
Of course, man. Y'all from the city. Yes, what type of guy would I be if I ain't show love?
I appreciate that, man. All right.
QB1, man.
Appreciate it, man.
We'll see you soon.
We'll see you soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Shedeur Sanders, everyone. let's unpack this. But first, shout out to our presenting sponsor, our great friends over at Factor Meal Kits. They've helped kind of make this whole thing possible, and they are just awesome. They're delicious. It's easy. It's healthy. If you are vegan, keto, whatever you got going on with your diet, hit up Factor Meal Kits. They can take care of you. Go to factormeals.com/DNVRBuffs50 and use that promo code DNVRBuffs50 to get 50% off at Factor Meals.
Also, shout out to our friends at Circus Sportsbook. Man, we had a time at Circus Sportsbook last night. Shout out to Vic Lombardi from Altitude. Yep. He had a kind of like a table in the sportsbook with a little booth. We went down there and hung out with him, watched the Nuggets beat the Lakers again, and had ourselves a hell of a time. We all had money on the game. The Nuggets won and covered.
Mm-hmm.
We had a blast. We got great odds on it because we were at Circa. So big shout out to Circa Sportsbook, the absolute best when it comes to the sportsbook game. And we will be back here again soon. So download the Circa Sportsbook app and place your Circus Squares bets anywhere in Colorado. For more information, visit circusports.com. Circus Sports bets can only be made while physically located in the state of Colorado or if you're here at the Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. All rights reserved. Circus Sports Colorado encourages you to gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER or visit problemgamblingcolorado.org.
Where do we start?
Well, let me just say this first of all.
Okay.
It is so interesting to do the interview live and then hear it back.
Yep.
I kind of love it.
Me too.
Because in the moment, dude, your head is just spinning. You're trying to hear him. You're trying to think what you want to ask next. What's your follow-up? Whatever. Being able to like just listen to it back and then react to it is like way easier. So now that I've heard it back, his answer at the end talking about the offense and last year and how there's too many option routes and things like that and how he prefers to do it the other way was not trying to like pat us on the back here. Maybe one of the best answers I've ever heard Shedeur give about football and about his preferences.
I mean, the most impressive thing to me about that is because he mentions all these option routes. And with that, there's so much potential for miscommunication.
Mm-hmm.
But on the field, you never really saw it last season, even with all the pressure he faced. You never saw him, you know, throwing a fly and a guy was cutting across and it was like, you know, this weird intentional grounding stuff we've been getting in the NFL this season. Like, that's how good he is to kind of make up for those mistakes. And it doesn't look – he made it look a lot more smooth than it actually sounded.
But there's also times where he needs to get the ball out quick because they're under so much pressure and the wide receiver – sees that they have the leverage to maybe go over the top. And so they're taking what's maybe a hook and turning it into a nine. And he's like, that's great. And it was probably open. I didn't have time to get to that. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of stuff like that. But in the end, what I heard when he was talking about that is like, he understands this so well. He understands the game of football so well that he wants to know, he's going to know what he's looking at.
Yep.
He's going to know what's open and where. And it's no disrespect to the wide receivers, but they're just not going to be at that same level as him. So take it out of their hands, put it all in his hands, and let him cook. Mm-hmm.
The other thing, I mean, this kind of covers a variety of topics he talked about, but trust means so, so much to Shedeur Sanders.
Oh, yeah.
Off the field, on the field, his coaching staff, us, like everything. Like, and it's great to see, because I saw in the comments when the interview first started, like, this sounds like or looks like Jackson Shedeur, like in terms of his comfort. And then he kind of mentions that actually at the end, like, it's beginning to feel like Jackson, how we had it rolling, how everyone's having fun, we all trust each other.
Yeah, and everyone is pulling in the same direction.
Yes.
It's huge, man. Also, RIP Dime Time.
Yeah.
It was a good run, kind of. I don't even know how good of a run it really was, but I tried.
You know what, man? We let it live like the first three-game stretch of the last season,
yep.
You know?
Yep, and to everyone who said that it wasn't it, congratulations. You were right, I was wrong. I'm man enough to admit that.
It was a great try, though, man.
I do feel like it was a good try.
Yeah.
It was a good try, but you got to listen to the man. And I totally respect his overarching message there, which was like, it's too close to his dad. You know, like, not right. Obviously he has the utmost respect and admiration for his dad, but he also was trying to, you know, blaze his own path. And so we accept that and wave goodbye.
We send it off out to sea.
What else?
I mean, I love what he said about LeJonte Wester. I mean, we didn't have this information like when we were doing my guys and all that stuff. You drafted him. People have asked us a lot about who's the starting four wide receivers. And I can't help. You look at what Zay did last year. And you'll hear more about this when we have Daryl Colbert on the show today, his quarterback's coach. You'll hear more about this. But you can already sense it with him. Just how he talks about LeJonte Wester and how excited he is to get him in the fold, that this is going to be an explosive duo.
Oh, my God. It's why he's on my guys.
Yep.
We have to keep remembering, because we messed it up, I think, a couple times, who's actually on their guys. But if he's Shador's guy, he's my guy.
Yeah.
For sure. And just watching the film, watching your breakdown of his film, everything that I've seen adds up really well with what Shedeur said. Mm-hmm. When I asked him, what does someone have to do to be a favorite target of yours? And, you know, he started with be yourself, but then he basically said, like, just do what you're supposed to do.
Yep.
And be consistent. And, you know, it's not a word you use a lot. Maybe some people do when talking about scouting someone, consistency, but I feel like I don't hear that a lot about a wide receiver.
Right.
Hearing Shedeur say it and thinking about watching LeJonte Wester, I see it. Consistency is a big part of his game.
Mm-hmm. The other thing from this interview, just him talking about Pat Shurmur, and we've gotten a lot of questions about, not to bring it up, but the Sean Lewis, Pat Shurmur thing, and we got some, I mean, that's about as good as it gets right there in terms of insight as to why Shedeur trust Pat Shurmur, why maybe it didn't work with Sean Lewis, just offensively, and how much he is excited to work with Pat Shurmur moving forward.
Shador's trust of Pat Shurmur should earn Pat Shurmur a little bit of trust from everyone out there.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, obviously, it didn't go the way people wanted to in Denver when he was the offensive coordinator. But I think people have such a short leash on him. When someone like Shedeur, who I would go as far as to say is like a football savant, is giving him that much trust, at the very least, you should be coming into this saying, I'm going to give Pat Shurmur a clean slate. I'm going to give him a chance. The first thing he said, which again, I didn't necessarily hear when we were live or when we were recording it, he said, yeah, we go out to dinner. Like, they hang out. He's hanging out with Pat Shurmur. There's a real relationship there, not just a football relationship. And that excites me for what they can do together. And so you don't think that Pat Shurmur is listening to Shedeur when he's saying, like, hey, I don't like option routes?
Right.
Of course he is.
Right.
And now they're going to build an offense together.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait. Shador's just a super impressive quarterback, of course, but a super impressive person. And we talked to another impressive young man today, Jordan Seaton.
Yes. Are we going to it right now?
Are you ready?
Let's go. Seat. All right. Jordan Seaton, man. How is it going, man? How has it been in Boulder?
Been in Boulder. It's been smooth. Just made it there. Just been working, you know, getting used to everything.
What's it been like, you know, getting to know the guys, the new guys that have come in, the older guys, Justin, Khalil, those type of guys?
It's actually been an easy transition. Those older guys are looking forward to help young guys like me. Just being able to be a part of the program and just a part of the university with Coach Prime is amazing.
How's it been? How's your relationship so far with Shador? It feels like you guys really hit it off.
Yeah, that's my dog. Like, from day one when I met Bucky, when I met all them boys, Bucky, Shador, all them guys, it was great. They took me in, you know, just like a little brother.
What NFL players do you like to watch them all the game after?
I like to watch Trent Williams, but he kind of does things that's kind of out of this world. So yeah, he's not really a good guy to watch technique for technique, rep for rep. A dude I look forward to is like Lane Johnson, ball get off. It's different people that I look for in different things. So for me, I would say Lane Johnson with ball get off. The right tackle from the Carolina Panthers, Akeem, he knows what he's doing. He got a good second step, good power on the ground. So it's just different people that I look for different things, which help me take a little bit from his game, take a little bit from his game, and I'll put it to one game and make my game an insane game that can't be figured out. You know what I'm saying?
Take us behind the scenes of the commitment video that you did with Bucky. How did that kind of come about?
That video was actually amazing. It wasn't planned. We actually just went shopping, and then I forgot that I didn't sign my papers. Well, I signed it. I didn't submit it yet. And then Coach Prime was like, dude, what's going on? So I'm like, I ain't had no Wi-Fi, dog. We was in Miami. I had no Wi-Fi. So it took a little bit longer to upload the video.
Thank you so much for the time, man.
Always, dog. We'll see you.
Hey, we'll see you in Boulder.
Appreciate you, Jordan.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys. Go Buffs.
Thanks, man.
For many reasons, this was not as long as it should have been.
No, definitely not. Let's just stick to the good parts of this, and we'll talk about what went down there. His quote about Trent Williams,
yes,
as you just said to me while we were listening to that, lines up very perfectly with Coach Prime yesterday saying that the thing that has impressed him the most about Jordan Seaton so far is his humility. Jordan, you are absolutely capable of the things that Trent Williams does. He said he's kind of out of this world. And I understand what he's saying is Trent Williams sometimes just wins because he's Trent Williams.
Yes.
Not because he had perfect technique or, you know, had a perfect set, a perfect drop. And that's, I think, a great way to look at it for a player who's 18 years old, mm-hmm. who's trying to win, or who's trying to improve his game and become, you know, so perfectly technically sound. But I think it's pretty cool to hear him say that and know when he's saying it, like, no, you're going to get there too.
Yeah.
There's going to be a time where someone says, yeah, I mean, Jordan Seaton just does things that are kind of out of this world, so I can't necessarily watch him and, like, right. be like, oh, that's perfect technique.
I mean, he's watching him. He said he watches him. He says he tries not to model his game after because he's that good. But yep. he's watching him for a reason. He knows he can get that ceiling.
For sure. You know, you ask that question to everyone, and I love it. I think I like it the most from the offensive linemen.
Yep.
They always have, like, really insightful answers when it comes to that. So, you know, him getting into Lane Johnson and going just down the line was really, really cool.
I mean,
what? Isn't it crazy that there's no Wi-Fi in Miami?
That is pretty wild, huh?
I truly just never knew that. That's so funny.
I don't know if we'll ever get the true answer to that one, bro.
I don't think so. I'm taking that though. I'm taking that. Sorry, man. I was in Vegas. There's no Wi-Fi.
But just a super mature young man. I couldn't believe he's only 18. And just seeing him interact with other people and walking around, like, he's Jordan Seaton. He's got that gravitas, like we've talked about, yep. but he is still a kid. Like, how he walks around, how he interacts just with people around here, it was really cool to see.
Absolutely really cool to see. Okay. Now you guys get the backstory of how that all went down.
Let him know.
So, we get here to Mandalay Bay, where Radio Row is, and I, of course, need coffee. because we're in Vegas. Well, I just need coffee every morning, but especially need coffee because we're in Vegas. We get the text from our guy, RG, who did a great job recording that video. He doesn't get enough love for walking backwards in circles around Radio Row.
Yeah, you crushed that, dude.
recording those interviews, like, he has an incredible feel for dodging people while mm-hmm. walking backwards. Anyways, he says, hey, Jordan Seaton's here. So, like, I'm waiting for my coffee. I'm like, Jake, you go. And you go down here. You finally get here. Jordan's talking to another outlet over on the other side. And you're like, hey, like, they're saying they're not going to let us get him. They're saying he's too busy. He has no time for us. Mm-hmm. And obviously, that's not Jordan. It's the person who's in charge of taking him from place to place.
Yeah, he's got a schedule.
So I'm like, okay, I'm coming. So I get there, and I'm like, where's he going next? Whatever. They're like, he's going over here. I'm like, okay, we can just walk and talk with him. They're like, no, you can't walk and talk with him. We did a walk and talk with Coach Prime yesterday.
Yes.
And they're like, oh, yeah, I just don't think so. I don't know. So then Jordan comes off, and I like, talk to him. I had met Jordan with Shador at the women's basketball game. Mm-hmm. He recognized me. We just started kind of talking to each other. Then you kind of just walked in, RG swoops in, and then we just kind of started. But I think you can even see in the video, like, the person who was taking him to the next interview is literally trying to stop, which is fine. You know, like, they've got a job to do. We have a job to do, too. It worked out for everyone, kind of, mm-hmm. because they said he's leaving after this. Well, then we come back here. We're talking about it. We're kind of, like, you know, decompressing from the interview. And then we go back to look out for who else we're going to talk to. Whoever we hadn't even seen Shador yet, mm-hmm. and he's just chilling.
Yep.
We ended up talking to him off camera for like another 10 minutes.
I know.
And then he stayed here the whole rest of the day.
Yep.
And he hung out. He was here when Shador was here. And we asked. I was like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "I don't know. I'm just taking it in. I'm just enjoying Radio Row, seeing if there's anyone I want to introduce myself to." I'm like, "Man, we could have absolutely did exactly what we did with Shador." Sitting down and doing 15 minutes with him. But regardless, I appreciate Jordan for taking the time to talk to us.
Yes.
It was a funny little battle. I told you, I did the same thing with Sean Payton last year.
Right.
It was almost as hard of a sell as it was to get Sean Payton.
But just an amazing young man. Talking to him off the set, you know, looking over at our empty set here, just going.
Yeah, I know.
Come on.
I know. And then, you know, it's the same thing I was kind of talking about with Shador last year. When we met him at Media Days, we were way further into our relationship with him than we are with Jordan. We've just met Jordan. I met Jordan for 20 seconds before.
That was the first time I met him.
I wish it was the other way around, where we saw Shador first, and then Jordan saw that, like, you know, Shador had given us his stamp of approval.
Right.
And then I think it you know, we could have been able to ask him to come sit down with us, and he would have done it happily. But it was a funny little backstory there.
I think you guys will see much more of Jordan.
And someone in the comments, Maya, said invite him back on the show. We absolutely will. We've already laid the groundwork to hopefully get him in the studio, or, you know, we'll go up and record something with him at Boulder.
We'll make it happen. All right, we've got one more interview to show you guys, but first, really just shout out to us. We've got tons of things going on at DMVR, tons of events going on. We're having a Super Bowl party on Sunday at the DMVR bar. Next Friday, we have the American Raptors watch party at 3 p.m. with giveaways. But check us out at DMVR_sports on Twitter/X, and stay tuned with everything we have going on.
People in the comments said, Jordan's right behind you right now. Just
is
ask
he really?
Him to come back on. He's not. It's not Jordan. But I understand through the camera why it would look like it was. Also, shout out to our friends over at Game Time. If you're going to the game, if you're going to the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. you got to use Game Time. I actually talked to someone today who wasn't sure what they were going to do, what their plan was. But they were like, if I do, I'm going to use Game Time.
Yep.
I'm going to use Game Time to get into the Super Bowl. Wait until the very end, and then get into the Super Bowl. The tickets have been dropping throughout the week. I've been monitoring just out of curiosity, even though I won't even be here. And the best part is, when you use the code BUFFS, B-U-F-F-S, you can get $20 off your first purchase from our friends over at Game Time. So download Game Time today. Last-minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
All right. Final interview. We've got Daryl. We had Daryl Colbert here, obviously. He was with Shador. You got to hang out with him quite a bit already.
Yeah, man. I mentioned it in the interview, but him and I watched the entire UCLA game together. I obviously recognized him, so I walked over to him, and I honestly just wanted to ask, like, you watch these games from the field every time, because this is my first time ever watching on the field. I was like, yeah. What's the strategy? Where do we stand? What's the best view? He's like, oh, I'm normally kind of try to find a place in the corner where you can see everything, but I also like to go back and forth. So I was just like, cool, I'm going to just, if you're down, like, I'm just going to mirror whatever you do, because I know you're looking for the same things I am. And he was like, yeah, of course. And so we ended up having a lot of fun watching the game together, and he's a really, really cool dude who knows a lot about football.
Yes. Obviously runs Select QB Athletics. He's a guy who's kind of a background figure in the Colorado Coach Prime, you know, set of characters, I suppose. But these are always kind of like my favorite guys to talk to in interview.
And he's a huge character in the Shador Sanders story.
Of course. What's up?
I messed up.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
We don't have it. God dang it. Sorry.
How can we get it?
Yaya and I have been switching on this and computers, and we accidentally deleted it.
Oh, no.
Oh.
That's my bad.
That's tough. That is tough.
That is really tough.
It's also tough to just learn about that right now.
Yes.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Can it be recovered somehow at some point, potentially?
I'm looking.
All right.
Do we have RG on the case?
No, RG's not here right now.
No.
Oh, that's so sad. All right, let's reenact it. I'll be Daryl. You go. No, I'm just kidding.
I guess we could, well.
Well, the good news is we joked about it on the show because that at the UCLA game.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, we would love to have you on the show. Let me get your number.
This is a great story.
He added an extra digit on the end of his number for some reason. And I was like, dang, is he trying to dodge me? But then I ran into him again, and I was like, hey, can you straighten it out? And when we saw him today for the first time, he's like, oh, make sure you have the right one now. We confirmed we have the right one. So even if we can't recover this interview, which would be very sad, I was really looking forward to sharing it. We will definitely have him on at some point.
We'll give them a few minutes here to sort things out, and then we can talk about it if they don't have it. But Colorado did announce a series of things today. We officially have a defensive coordinator. Robert Livingston has been introduced.
There you go. I keep wanting to call him Robert Covington, who is in the NBA, but it is definitely Robert Livingston. And I think there might have been – it sounds like there's already some quotes potentially filtrating out from him.
Yeah, so someone said he did an interview already.
We're looking forward to hearing from him learning about what he wants to do. This is a guy who, as we talked about when it happened, has learned under Lou Anarumo, one of the best defensive coordinators in the NFL. I'm always curious to hear from these people when they come out from that and go into the spotlight on their own.
Right.
Is there anything that you've always wanted to do differently?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, obviously you respect the legends and you know they're doing it their way for a reason, and you're probably going to take a lot. But is there something that you wanted to, you always said, oh, man, when I get my chance, I want to add this, or
yes,
I want to,
exactly,
you know, mix this in. So I'm really looking forward to hearing that from Coach Livingston.
We kind of heard that last year from Sean Lewis, remember? He brought up his history of coaching under Dino Babers, who was at Syracuse. They ran a wide open spread, pretty innovative offense. And then he's got those Wisconsin roots too, that are real smash mouth. We all know how it all worked out, but it is cool to hear from those guys exactly kind of what goes into their scheme and philosophy. And you really learn that there's so many different ways to do things, and there's so many different ways to merge different things together to make you harder to defend or attack. Colorado also announced Pat Shurmur, officially offensive coordinator. I mean, this one's been known. I mean, he's been doing it since November.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the headline of the email was like, Coach Prime announces several coaching staff changes.
Mm-hmm.
I thought maybe there would be a defensive line coach in there, but there was not. It was just announcing stuff that, as we told you before, Coach Prime doesn't do things the way that most coaches do things, which is like, okay, you hire Pat Shermer, put out the press release, here's a right. quote for me. I think they were probably pushing for a while, like, okay, can we put this out? Can we put this out? He's like, I don't know. Sure, fine. Finally, yeah, mm-hmm. he was like, okay, yeah, we can do this. It's kind of funny, though, seeing like that. And then Dancy was also in this press release. It's like, oh, wow.
Yep.
They never put out any press releases for this stuff, did they?
Lodeholt, he was in the press release.
Yep.
We've known that one for at least a month, I feel, around that.
Yep.
J. Phil, what's it, what do they call him?
Jason Phillips, J. Phil.
Officially announced as wide receivers coach. And then the last one, officially announced, Brett Bartoloni, moving to tight ends coach.
There you go.
What's the status over there?
Anything?
No. All Let's right. talk about it then.
Sad.
Do we talk about it or no?
Yeah, we can talk about it.
Well, obviously, Shador's quarterback coach, and he said he's, you know, we're getting back to doing things. Shador kind of said it himself, too. You know, we're getting back to actual football stuff. But, and I'm glad you asked this. I was going to ask it. But when you have a quarterback as good as Shador, it's like there's sometimes you're riding a fine line mm-hmm. when you're coaching them, because you don't want to, they're obviously naturally talented, and you don't want to overrule that, but you still want to correct some things. And for him, there's also that fine line gets even smaller because you're a personal coach. You're not the team coach, so you don't want to override what they're trying to do offensively with the team.
Absolutely. And I was really interested because I wanted to know, like, is there one thing that you see that you're like, oh, this, we got to get better in this area? And I kind of expected the answer, which is like, no. Mm-hmm. It's beyond that at this point.
Yeah.
Now you are into the ironing out the finest of details stages of Shador's development. I mean, this is already a guy that multiple people we talked to here this week that are NFL draft analysts said is the favorite to be the number one overall pick next year. There's no, like, technique issues mm-hmm. for Shador Sanders. It's all taking what he does really well and just tweaking little things here and there to try and get 0.1% better at that, because that's really how fine the details are for him at this stage of his career.
Then I asked him about how hard was it for you to watch Shador go through what he went through last year, just getting beaten up and stuff. And again, I mean, we all saw it, but Shador just kept getting back up. And that's really what he talked about, was that this guy is just relentless in his pursuit, relentless in his craft. And it showed on the football field. I mean, maybe it went a little too far. He got a little banged up for sure at the end of the season. But you need that dog. You need mm-hmm. it.
Absolutely. And he said he actually said he gained respect for Shador, mm-hmm. Watching him go through that and get up from it. And I asked him, you know, how excited are you to see with a new offensive line? And he immediately just went to Seat. And yep. was like, this is the first time I've seen Jordan Seaton in person. Yeah, that's going to work.
Yep. I guess that's really it from off the top of my head.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, maybe there'll be a miracle and we'll be able to play it eventually. If not, we will get him back on.
We know where he frequents.
And Alyssa, we know it's not your fault.
Yeah, you're good.
I know, but it's not on you. It's not on you.
Let's get to questions.
We have another break.
We do have another break, and that is our friends over at True Fan Travel. They're throwing their own tailgate party on Sunday in Vegas for the big game. If you're a DMVR listener in Vegas, hit them up. They're going to have a fan experience at the Daylight Beach Club here at the Mandalay Bay. It's within walking distance of Allegiant Stadium, so you're all right where the action is. They got tons of stuff going on there. It's going to be a 5-hour premium open bar, tons of food options, DJs, all kinds of cool stuff. So you can reserve your spot now. Go to the all-inclusive VIP tailgate and watch party, or they have an option for private cabanas.
Hold on.
I need to finish this. They have an option for private cabanas available. Must be 21 plus, but head to truefan.travel/trip/Super Bowl 2024 to learn more. You do this ad, and then I'll...
All right. Shout out to Little Pete's. I feel like I've been in Vegas for 14-ish years.
Do we live here now?
I think I do live here now. And they're actually charging me rent in the casino. so that part sucks. But... Yes, exactly. I just miss Illegal Pete's. You know, moving here has been so hard because I miss Illegal Pete's. I need it back in my life immediately. And in fact, I'm so jealous that you guys are going home tonight. I am going home tomorrow, and I might just go straight to Illegal Pete's when it lands. Illegal Pete's is your go-to spot for burritos, buddies, and beers, and it's always good time. So, Illegal Pete's, I'll see you soon.
They're going to be definitely one of my first stops on the way back. All right, so someone yesterday in the show, they heard the Cabanas thing, and they typed in Jake eats bananas, but I call them Nonners.
Oh, yeah, that's Nanners.
No, Nonners.
Why does this guy talk so weird?
Nanners.
They're Nonners.
Why would they be Nonners? That's if it would be called bananas.
But they're, you can just, I don't know.
It's, how do you say banana?
Banana?
Nanners.
Nanners.
No, Nonners.
Nonners? That's like, all right, whatever.
All right, what do we got for questions today?
By the way, shout out to the huge crowd we have watching. Hit us with a thumbs up if you've enjoyed the show. To support our pain that we lost the Daryl Colbert interview.
If anybody knows some computer hacker, let me know. Hook it up. Amy asked, do you guys think Coach Prime was trying to recruit Chip Kelly to see you?
I'm glad you started this one. So Chip Kelly today, it's announced that he's going to Ohio State to be the offensive coordinator.
Absolutely and wild saga.
Insane. So let's go all the way back. So UCLA, not a great year. They had quarterback issues. They beat the Buffs, obviously. But they were hovering around 500 all year. And going into the final week of the season, they play their rival, USC. And the report comes out. Chip Kelly could be on his way out, depending on the result of this game. Of course, he goes out there and beats USC and Caleb Williams.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking offensive coordinator all through the offseason, and Coach Prime mentions Chip Kelly a lot and how much he admires him. So we put him on the list of potential short list of names to be Colorado's offensive coordinator. Of course, Pat Shurmur gets officially announced. But it's still kind of crept. Like, watch Chip Kelly in UCLA. Now he's moving on. A sitting head coach to go be an OC. Not in the NFL, in college football.
Do you think this is one of those things where it's like the relationship was broken beyond repair because they were like, considering they were so close to firing him,
right?
That he's just like, oh, if you don't value me, like it came down to this one game, you had to sleep on it to decide if you wanted to bring me back. Like, screw you guys.
Yep.
I think that UCLA probably really mishandled the relationship there and put Chip Kelly in a place that's like, okay, well, if you guys are constantly looking for something better, I'm going to go look for something better too. And I feel bad for the players. Because they're getting put in a really weird position right now. Obviously, they can just transfer, and I think a lot of them probably will.
Mm-hmm.
But it's odd for a coach to leave at this time of year, and it definitely is going to put them in a tough spot. And, you know, a lot of schools aren't going to have scholarships for them. That being said, I think that UCLA is the one to blame here. They are the ones who kind of fractured the relationship with Chip Kelly and put him in a position where he started looking for something else.
Just a weird position overall for UCLA. The whole trying to officially exit to the Big Ten and having the like California Board of Regents attempt to block it. Tons of stuff to do with that. I've heard their NIL situation is really, really bad. And you're going into the Big Ten, and you were already thought of as this may not work. This of all the teams, the four teams going and joining the Big Ten this next year, UCLA was the one where it's like, can't really see it working out. And now you need a head coach. So transfer portal is open. 30 days for the UCLA Bruins.
There are some dogs on that defense.
Yep.
I'm excited. We've taken kind of deep dives into each one of the schools that have gone through this, and I don't know if any of them have come to Colorado yet. I think there might be a really good chance with some UCLA players.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be something we talk about next week.
Coach Prime already tweeted out, I ain't hard to find.
When did he tweet that?
Like
today?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It was after we did the Shador thing and all that. We were just waiting for the show to start.
Have any names come out as like, oh, like this is someone to watch in the UCLA search?
To tell the truth, I haven't been looking too much the last few hours, but
me either.
We'll find out.
I'm interested to hear like where they could even possibly go. Mm-hmm. We could start another chain reaction here because like UCLA does have money.
The portal's never closing.
Nope.
It's never fully closing.
The portal is forever.
It's eternal. What else, Alyssa?
Indu Sports said, can Coach Prime repeat what he did at Jackson State his second year?
Absolutely.
I think that's been the blueprint.
Yep. It is the blueprint. It absolutely is the blueprint. And it's one of the reasons why we were so kind of, I don't know, why I was annoyed by the fact that people are like, oh, like, Coach Prime couldn't do it at Colorado. Like, the stage was too big. It wasn't so easy like it was for him at Jackson State. It's like, no, Jackson State, they didn't get off to a roaring start.
Right.
It took some time to build it, as it does for everyone. But obviously Coach Prime gets held to this different standard of people thinking that, you know, it needs to happen immediately for him. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's actually a guised compliment, because it's just like, oh, well, this guy's always had success at everything. So anytime you see him not have success immediately, it's like, oh, I guess right. We found the thing he can't do. And it's like, no, just wait.
Well, that, and I feel like for any head coach at any level, the first year is always, it's growing pains, man. I mean, it's a regime change is tough for many reasons, not just schematically and on the field, but you just, These guys want to get their people in. Coach Prime finally has his people in. He's got the players from top to bottom on this roster that he all wants. PS2 standing next to
us. Yes. Anyways.
Icewear TV said PJ Fleck mentioned Brett.
Starstruck by PS2.
Icewear TV just said Brett McMurphy mentioned PJ Fleck as a name.
That's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough. What else we got?
Ollie wants to know score predictions for the NDSU game.
Oh, wow. How many months away is that? Six?
Seven-ish?
Yeah.
There'll be some news about that game coming out relatively soon.
There will be. I think it's a little early for score predictions. So.
Yep.
I think there is a line out at like seven and a half. Yeah. I'll take the Buffs to cover that.
I mean, again, it's week one. It's two. I can try to predict.
Yeah.
It's not educated.
Well, yeah.
But
we don't even know who the starters are yet.
Yeah. We got guys that need to show up.
What else?
D-Mills wants to know, is Sal still on the staff?
I don't know. I don't think so.
We'll find out for sure.
Yeah.
Next one is a super chat from Big TZ. Showing my support to Alyssa. You saved us from many audiovisual issues. The chat appreciates you. Thank you. Everyone
appreciates you, Alyssa.
Of course.
You have done an amazing job this week. And let's absolutely not cry over spilled milk on a day that we had Shador Sanders on the show.
Yes. Back-to-back just fire shows. And we've been ramping up, I feel like, since Monday. So
absolutely.
Doesn't ruin it at all. We're
and
good.
While DC was awesome, we'll absolutely have the opportunity to talk to him again.
Definitely.
Larry says, are you guys headed back to Boulder or staying the remainder of the weekend?
I head back to Denver tonight.
Take me with you,
same.
Please.
Oh, I can't wait.
This is all you, man.
No, it's not. It's really not, because I...
you want to go home so bad.
I could actually cry right now. I want to go home
same.
So bad. I knew when this all went down... And someone said, like, oh, I have this really cool opportunity for you on Saturday morning at 7 a.m., by the way.
Yikes.
I was like, no. Like, Sunday to Friday in Vegas is far too much. Mm-hmm. Vegas is a three-day city at most. Being here this long is, like, every minute is taking probably a month off of my life. And so I was like, I don't think that's a good idea. I just don't think I can stay in Vegas that long. That sounds terrible.
Yeah.
And then everyone was like, no, dude, you have to do this because it's a really big opportunity for us. You know, it's like this. I won't get into the details of it, but a certain department at our company was like, no, we need this for us. Mm-hmm. You have to do it. So I was like, yeah, all right, you know, I'll take one for the team. I can power through. But right now... not leaving with you guys. I'm even going to drive you to the airport.
Oh, my God. That's torture.
Is the saddest thing ever.
I did not know this.
Oh, man. Appreciate your service, brother, and sacrifice. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, I cannot wait to get home. It feels like my feet are about to detach from my body. It's been a lot of walking this week. Not a lot of sleep, a lot of drinks. It's been fun, but it's time to go home.
Yep, I thought maybe there was a chance I could, like, take it easy one night.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, I'll be fine. Like, I'll just take a little break day in the middle. I have not taken any breaks.
How are you feeling, Alyssa?
I'm dead inside.
Honestly, thank God that, like, it's been so electric for us here on Radio Row.
It's helped carry.
Because otherwise, we would just be dragging. Like, the adrenaline you get from, obviously, like, talking to Shador, but even just from chasing down, like, Chad Johnson and being able to get to talk to him is, like, what's fueling me through these days.
Yeah, I was like, it has been really fun, and we've gotten a lot of content, so.
Oh, yeah.
It's been awesome.
Absolutely worth it. But Super Bowl week is already a crazy grind. You add in Vegas into that, and it's just.
It's 24/7
yes.
Lights, brights, yes. Go, go, go.
Yep. Exactly.
What else do we got?
Super chat from E for Eddie said, I'm trying to go to the UCF game. Should I buy my tickets now, or will DNVR have a hotel game package later?
For what game?
UCF.
UCF.
Stand by.
All right.
I don't know for sure. I'll try and work on that next week and find out what ones we're going to do the full package for. I know we are planning to have a tailgate everywhere, but I don't know about the hotel flight. I know for sure we're going to try and do that for Nebraska. I just don't know if we're doing it in any other ones.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Stay tuned.
Someone wrote in here, it's like the meanest thing I've ever seen. They said, hope your flight doesn't get delayed tomorrow, RK, with the snow in the forecast.
I saw that. Oh, I was like, no, we're not putting this energy out there. We are getting home.
I appreciate the sentiment, but please do not speak that into existence. Or else, like, you just may never see me again.
Yeah, we have a winter advisory warning in Denver starting at 5 p.m.
It's fine. We're fine.
I'm going to melt into a puddle. And I'll just be here on the ground of Radio Row forever.
Good luck, man. You can make it happen. One more day.
Big TZ with a super sticker with another pair character stretching his arm forward, raising his thumb up.
Appreciate it.
I'm Heaven's Demon. Super chat says, favorite meal so far in Vegas or any honorable mentions?
Go ahead, bro.
What?
Your favorite meal in Vegas.
My favorite meal in Vegas was Barry's Steakhouse at Circa. It was unbelievable. Also, the weirdest meal I've ever been a part of in my life, but that is a story for off the air. But honestly, I had something called a rib cap steak for the first time ever.
Uh-huh.
Holy shit, that was unbelievable. Then I had lobster mac and cheese that was like inside of a lobster.
Wow.
That was incredible. There's like a bone marrow spread.
Yeah, how was that?
With toasted bread. That was unbelievable. Yeah. And then somehow I'll just tell this part of the story because it's the best part. Well, it's the most appropriate part. A person who no one at the table knew covered the whole bill. And everyone that was at the table thought someone else at the table knew that person, but no one knew that person. And so then they just covered the whole bill, which was an exorbitant amount of money.
I wish I had the friends you do, bro.
I wish I could say that guy was my friend. I don't know who it was. But we literally walked out and we were like, wait, who is that guy? And they were like, we thought you knew him. I was like, no, we thought you knew him. So that was wild.
We should have gone to that steak dinner. We messed up.
Yeah.
I know.
I had brisket fried rice that night, though. So
that was pretty good.
That hits different.
It does.
It's really good. Shout out Circa, 8 East.
That's it.
That is it. We're done, bro.
We did it.
We made it.
We did it. What a week, man. What a week. Everything we could have dreamed of and more. Huge shout out to Shador. Huge shout out to Jordan Seaton for joining us today. But to Coach Prime, to Chad Johnson, to Mike Pritchard,
Warren Sapp,
Solomon Wilcox, to Coach Sapp. You go on and on and on. Just an incredible week talking Buffs. Think about how long ago the Will Compton clip feels. It's just been one thing after another for us all week. It's been so, so fun. Alyssa, you've been amazing. The entire team here, the whole All-City team, Allie, Marissa, even all the other shows that helped us. I mean, Nick Moriano, who's a host on The Bear Show, recorded the Ian Rappaport interview for me. It's just one of my favorite things about this company is the way that everyone is kind of, well, like we talked about with the Buffs, like all sales pointed in the same direction. We're all trying to help each other and create great stuff. And I think we all accomplished that this week.
Yeah, I mean, we did Pac-12 Media Day, and we went to Tempe and stuff, and we hung out with the PHNX people. But this is my first all-city, like...
Yeah, trip.
Trip, and I saw it before I even joined this company, how special of a thing was being built here. And now to be a part of it and in the thick of it, man, watch the fuck out. We are coming. Yeah,
let's go. And the last thank you, of course, goes to you guys, the chat. As always, we couldn't do this without you. You guys make it possible. You guys are the reason that we can go to a company like Factor and say, hey, look, we have this amazing community of people who love what we do. Like, would you be willing to, you know, sponsor this trip for us? And if it weren't for all of you guys who watch us every day, we wouldn't be able to do that. And as I've said before, like, when you guys see us in person and come up and say stuff, it absolutely makes my day every single time. So absolutely love you, chat. And we'll be back next week.
Love you, Buff Nation. Big basketball game tomorrow night. Buffs play Arizona. Check that out. We'll be talking Buffs next week. Best of luck tonight, my man.
I'm going to need it.
Let's go, Buffs.
Let's go, Buffs.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.